Muni Long, Craig David. This one's called Obvious. And obviously, you're listening to Rights FM Mid-Mornings with myself, Tlotlang Moletsane. Thank you so much for doing the right thing on a choosy Tuesday. It's all things health talk. Dr. Portia Mashaba joins us next as we speak about skin cancer, as it is a Skin Cancer Awareness Month, which started on December 1st to January the 31st. But we're also going to be joined by Utrayfina Nhlapo. She is a person living with albinism from Emalahleni and a skin cancer survivor. A twice skin cancer survivor, that is. She shares her story with us. Utrayfina, welcome to Rise FM.
Hi, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on to the show. I think before we even get into your story, who is Utrayfina? Where does Utrayfina come from? What's her story?
I'm Utrayfina, which I don't like my name, but it's a story for another day. I was born in Witbank, Malahleni, but around the mining area. So I'm a mine girl, was born, bred there, still live in Witbank.
Mm-hmm.
And I advocate for the rights of persons with disabilities, in my case with albinism.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's just about it.
How has your personal journey been as somebody living with albinism, particularly in relation to your skin health? I think also as somebody within the black community, I mean, there's so many stereotypes, there's so many stigmas around people living with albinism. How has that journey been for you?
It's been a taxing journey,
mm-hmm.
because when you grow up, you don't know about this condition. Your parents are around, they are not even aware of it, you know. I think my mom has always said, I was never told. I just mentioned that I have a brother with albinism, and so I was like, okay, cool, you're great, you're good to go.
Yeah.
That's about it. And I think growing up, like I said, I grew up in a mine, in the mining space.
Yeah.
You know, where I lived, it was a village of around 72 houses, and I was the only person. Now, when the shift came, when I went to high school, I was like, oh, okay, now people are discriminating. People don't understand this condition. People just don't want to be next to me and stuff like that. And then I think that shift and towards that, I was like, oh, okay. Then I realized that I'm different.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the sense of, and also, I didn't know how to treat myself or act around people, because now I'm exposed to a lot of people and I'm overwhelmed because I'm different.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. then skin cancer comes along. Can you walk us through that experience with skin cancer, how it was detected and how it affected your life?
Strangely enough, I'm the one, I guess, who detected it. I was watching a show, an American doctor's show called The Doctors. I was watching it. I remember, I think it was on SABC 2 or Mnet. I can't remember. But between those two channels that I was watching, and they spoke about if you have maybe a wart or a wound that comes and goes, appears, and then I went to my GP,
mm-hmm.
you know. And the funniest thing is that I've been going to my GP, and it was visible because it was on my forehead, and it was just this thing. And I said, I was watching something, and can we do a biopsy? And then he sent me to someone. Yeah, I went through that. I was sent to a dermatologist, and the dermatologist was like, I think it is, but let's do a biopsy. I did a biopsy. And by the time it was caught, it was kind of bad, but mm-hmm. fixable, you know. And I remember I went to the surgeon, and I was like, I can't perform it. It's too, I think the damage is too much for me to operate.
Yeah.
And I got worried that he said, go to a plastic surgeon. And when I went to the plastic surgeon, now the plastic surgeon is like, hey, it's really quite bad, but let's try, you know. And then I went through that. And yes, we did the first op. It was in 2015. And then the same thing appears on my right side, you know, next to my ear, and then went through the same process again, you know, away. But I think the second time was the worst, because now I'm told that I think we need to remove your ear as well. You know, sure. We need to remove your eardrum and. And that to me was like, oh, this thing is bad. You know, this thing wants to attack my face and stuff like that. But then we managed. I did not lose my ear. Part of it was chipped, but I didn't lose any.
Oh, you know, I think in any journey, any difficult journey, one needs a lot of support, because emotionally you get drained. I mean, we all try to stay strong in whatever turmoil that you go through. One tries to stay very, very positive, because you need that. You need your mental health to stay sane. Did you have a support structure with you? And I ask this because I think it's very important for us to realize how much community and family and friends can really uplift you in a very bad situation.
Mm-hmm. I think, let me say I did, let me say also I didn't, you know. Mm-hmm. Like you said, in the black community, cancer is not spoken about a lot.
Yeah.
And there's just that thing, which it's a white man's disease, you know. It's just that thing. We never say it, but it's there. And let me say, fortunately, I had a maternal aunt who had albinism, but passed due to cancer, you know. And when she passed, it was, no, people are bewitching you and
yeah,
you know. Only to realize later, at the later stage, when she was on stage 4, and it was like, no, there's nothing we can do, because now you're on stage 4, there's nothing that we can help you.
Sure.
Because already maggots were coming out of her neck and by the time I took over, and I was like, okay, let me be interested in this, because we share the same difficulties with her, or the same skin and problems. And then when I did, I think the family came through for me, because now we had an issue. We lost a family member. Then the family came through. But on the other hand, there was the family like, but you're not going to recover. This thing is within the family. It's a curse, blah, 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 and. So in between that, I was like, okay, there were people who were like, no, you're good to go.
Yeah.
I will support you. Then there were people who were like, no, we know with the skin, it has its own things, and. So, yeah, I did. My friends, my close family, I think even people from church, you know, but honestly, but within our black community, it's so taboo, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Tryfina, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Just before I let you go, there may be someone listening right now who may be going through a similar story, who's going through something and they're not really seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. They're feeling like they might die. They're feeling like they might be worthless, when really that's not the truth. What do we say to them?
Let's do regular checkups.
Yes.
And talk about those things. I think the most important thing is to talk, get information.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a space where it's easier to access information, you know, get information on the internet. And but in this situation also, I think speak to someone, you know, seek for advice from medical personnel and stuff like that.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, your life choice, you know, but if you want to live alone, just take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself.
That's,
love that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on to the show. Wishing you all the very, very best with your plans with 2025. We love to call it 2020 Thrive over here. So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Kodlang Molezane, Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Roz FM Meet Mornings. Mpumalanga, Azish.